KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live in Touche. The Touche Red Hawks boys team is on the floor. They are 3-2 in the Southeast 1B Grape Division, which is fifth place in the Grape Division. They are 7-2 overall, which is good enough for a number 10 ranking in the state. They have won four games in a row. They are in their home white uniforms with the blue numbers trimmed in red. Uniforms got a lot of red and blue trim on it. The Irish boys down to my right in the road of forest green uniforms with the Vegas gold numbers trimmed in black. The Irish boys undefeated in December, but the new year hasn't been really so happy for the Irish. The Sales boys are 2-3 in the new year. They've lost to Moses Lake Christian 54-44, Liberty Christian 58-51, and then Saturday in the second day of the Wenatchee Valley College Invitational Tournament, Tulalip Heritage beat them 65-63. Now, it's not like they're losing to some poor teams. Liberty Christian, 10-0, ranked number one in the state. Moses Lake Christian, 10-0, ranked number two in the state. And Tulalip Heritage, ranked number 11 overall. The Sales lost to them 65-63 up there in Wenatchee. The Sales, I found out that my microphone levels were messed up. I had a nice, candid interview with Coach Eric Wood after the Tulalip Heritage game, which marked the halfway point of the regular season, their 10th game. And he was very frank, saying, hey, we don't play hard on defense all the time. Our team chemistry is not good, which is messing up the flow of our offense. And just in general, our effort from our guys lately has been very inconsistent. So the Irish have a chance to start getting that turned around. They're playing their third game in 4 days. They'll be playing their fourth game in 5 days when they go to Walla Walla Valley Academy tomorrow. So the Irish boys, that late start due to the state football championship run, continues to catch up with them. But things should start to smooth out in the schedule after this four-game in five-day stretch, and they're the third game into it. We'll take a look at the lineups for both teams when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467.
Change is inevitable, and the change of life events is something we all live through, whether it's the joy of a new marriage or partnership, or the stress and emotion of arranging long-term care for a parent. Financial advisor Nick Lyons of D.A. Davidson is committed to providing trusted advice through life's key moments. Life changes fast. Lyons Investment Planning is ready to help. Visit Nick at 102 West Main Street, an advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Both teams continue to warm up. Let's look at the Touche Red Hawk season so far. As I mentioned, 7-2 overall, ranked number 10 in the state, and they're on a four-game win streak. Their games in league play, they lost to Riverside Christian 66-65 back on December 5th, then beat Yakima Nation Tribal 64-58. Lost big to a very good Liberty Christian team, 76-30. Then beat Walla Walla Valley Academy, 73-60. All of those games in December. And then Saturday, this past Saturday, they traveled to Yakima for their second matchup with Riverside Christian and ripped them, 82-57. So I've got an arrow between that December 5th game and the January 10th game. And in a month's time, Touche's boys went from losing by one to beating Riverside Christian by 25 points. They're a young but athletic team, and Coach Scott Pumphrey has them going, and the Touche Indian faithful have filled up the gym, and we've got a lot of fans here. So a full house for this one. Two teams ranked in the top 11 in the state, and the player that a lot of folks are talking about for Touche in our area is Aylin Garnett. He's a 6'2" eighth grader, but he's very, very talented. It's my understanding he's homeschooled, and when you're with the 1B schools as an eighth grader, you can compete at the high school level. And so he's out here competing for Touche this year as an eighth grader, and watching him warm up, he seems to have all the tools. Ball handling, shooting threes, making threes. I know he's had some dunk shots in a few games. People have said they've witnessed those. And it sounds like against some of the teams they play that maybe struggle to play matchup defensively, he has scored in the 40s. He has a 50-point game as well. And he can throw it down with the dunk shot occasionally as well. So we'll see how the Irish handle him defensively. As I mentioned in the last segment, Coach Wood has been a bit disappointed lately with the Irish's effort overall, especially their efforts at trying to really shut down somebody defensively. So he's hoping for some better things for the Irish as we head into the second half of the season. The Sales boys, 3 years in a row, they have finished at the state tournament, losing in the semifinals and then winning the third place trophy. And they've really run through the regular season with not much trouble in those three campaigns. And they sit at second place in the Southeast 1B Great Division at 4-1. And as I mentioned in my last segment, they've lost three of their last five games. So we'll see how the Irish do here on the road against a Touche team that is experiencing more success than they have in quite some time in their boys program. We'll be back with a look at the starting lineups when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats, in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Looking at some of my notes, Coach Wood talking about the need to play better defense, and looking at Tushy's scores in the new year, January 6th, 68 points in a 42-point win over Helix, 80 points in a 43-point win over Waitsburg, and then 82 more on the road at Riverside Christian in a league game. So 68, 80, and 82 in their last three games. The Sales boys, conversely, offensively, we have scored 44, 51, and 63 in our last three games. So the Irish boys got their work cut out for them against a talented Tushy Redhawk basketball team. And just quickly looking back at my notes of that Tulalip Heritage game, we were down 17 mid-third quarter, and all those negatives that Coach Wood did bring up, and I've been bringing up during the broadcast, were looking kind of rough. But Mateo Jimenez, a 5'10 freshman, he really took it to whichever Tulalip Heritage player was guarding him. He ended up scoring 13 points. And I kind of think some of our older players, we've got several seniors on the team, said, hey, our freshman out there, he's got it figured out. And the Irish outscored Tulalip Heritage 39-24 in the last 10 minutes and had it down to a one-possession game in the final minute, but just couldn't get over the hump, losing 65-63. So hopefully they can carry the momentum and then overcome kind of the mentality over the years. It's just the truth. Tushy's boys basketball program has not provided much resistance to the Irish boys the last several years, but they will in this one. They've got some talent. Teams are headed back to their respective benches. I'll gather up the starting lineups and share those with you when we come back on 94.1 FM. KHSS 2.
Transmission, gearbox, and coolant service intervals range from 30 to 60 to even 90,000 miles. At Walla Walla Transmission, we know that transmission fluid, like engine oil, breaks down at varying rates depending on driving conditions and habits, which can make your vehicle vulnerable to costly transmission repairs. And while transmission repair is our specialty, we want to help you avoid costly repairs with our expert transmission maintenance service. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
All right, during that timeout break, I'm sitting up in the top row of the six rows of bleachers here on the score table and bench side, cross away six rows. And it's a full gym here in Tushy tonight on a Monday night for number 11 in the state, Tushy, versus number 8 in the state, DeSales. And I was able to stand up and peek down at the bench area for Tushy. Here are their starters. Cooper Pumphrey, a 5'11 sophomore. Kyler Pumphrey, a 6'1 senior. And of course, the coach, Scott Pumphrey, as the Pumphrey name is prevalent there. Johnny Garcia, a 5'11 eighth grader, will start. And then Aylin Garnett, a 6'2 eighth grader, will start. He is their big guy. I've got a couple of stars next to his name. And then Hudson Zessen, a 6-foot freshman, will start. So Tushy starting a very young team. They've got some older players on their roster, but they start the young guys. They start sophomore, senior, eighth grader, freshman. On the other hand, DeSales will start Spencer Green, a 5'10 senior. Spencer had 9 points and 13 points in two games up at the tournament in Wenatchee. Spencer has struggled to score at the level he's used to so far this season consistently. Cohen Wood, a 6-foot junior, will start. Maddox Phelan, the 5'9 senior, will start. Malachi Raymond, the 6'2 junior, he was a starter last year. This year, late start due to the broken finger. He did start both tournament games up in Wenatchee and is starting to get in the groove a little bit. And then Manning Phelan, a 5'10 senior, will start. Manning had a 13-point game in the tournament. He was our Dairy Queen player of the game on Friday. So those are the starting lineups. A very young Touche team. They start one senior, Kyler Pumphrey. The Irish start three seniors. In this one, Spencer Green, Maddox Phelan, and Manning Phelan, along with Malachi Raymond and Cohen Wood, a couple of juniors. Big crowd, very excited about this one. Malachi Raymond will be in the jump circle against Kyler Pumphrey, the senior for the Redhawks. So Coach Wood looking for defense, 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 looking for team chemistry and effort. Raymond controls the tip of the backcourt. Spencer Green gives it to Maddox Phelan. Touche playing man-to-man defense. It looks like Garnett's going to be guarding Green. 6'2 eighth grader on the 5'10 freshman. They swing it right wing to Wood. Up top to Green. Left wing to Maddox Phelan. Maddox on the dribble drive. Pulls up from 12. No room to shoot. Gets it to Raymond. Malachi drives. Scoop to the hoop. In lane goes in and out. Rebound tipped around. Wood's got it. Swing it to Phelan. Up top to Green. Three on the way. Got it. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three by Spencer Green. So the Irish, Cohen Wood gets the offensive rebound. And there's Manning Phelan with a steal on the sideline to Green, to Wood. Wood, kick back to Green, catch and shoot three, off the back iron, won't go. Phelan with the long rebound, swing it to Maddox Phelan. Defense is out of position. Maddox goes up strong, shot won't go, a lot of traffic. Cooper Pumphrey with the rebound. Into front court, there's Garnett with it. He's going to dribble it all the way into the lane, scoop to the hoop, off the mark. Rebound by Malachi Raymond. So Garnett misses on his first attempt. A lot of dribbling and a double pump, scoop to the hoop, and it was way off the mark. Rebound Maddox, the Irish the other way. Maddox Phelan had a loose hand, gets it to Manning. Back to Maddox. Maddox on the drive. Kick right corner to Green, in the right corner to Wood. Pumphrey on him. Now Spencer dribbling right to left. Now to Maddox Phelan. Five on the shot clock. Maddox on the drive. Gets to the right elbow, puts up a 15-footer off the iron, won't go. Rebound to Garnett. Garnett will bring it in front court. Pass up court goes to Pumphrey. That's Cooper Pumphrey for three. He's got it. The 5'11 sophomore ties the ball game. Love the atmosphere. Maddox Phelan on the drive has the ball knocked loose. Diving for it is Kyler Pumphrey. He saves the ball to Garnett. We're tied at three. 2 minutes into the ball game. Garnett gives up the ball and a trap. Slapped away from Green and it goes out of bounds. Garnett having a discussion with the official on that one. And the official's talking to Garnett a little bit. He doesn't like that too much. And now Pumphrey inbounds it to Garnett. That's Kyler, the senior. Garnett passes left corner to Zessen. He fires a three. No, that's Cooper Pumphrey. Shot won't go. Rebound inside by Touche. And a foul on the putback. That was Hudson Zessen. The 6-foot freshman's going to go to the line. The foul is on Malachi Raymond. We're tied at three. A Green three-pointer and a Cooper Pumphrey three-pointer. And now Zessen, a 6-foot freshman, will be in the line to shoot two. Zessen's first free throw's off the mark. 5:46 to go, first quarter. Zessen will get a second try. Second one up and in and out. Missed them both at the rebound by Kyler Pumphrey. Nobody blocked him out. Rebound tip controlled in the corner by Johnny Garcia. Up top now, Garnett's with it. Wood on him out front. Dribbling left, right, long pass in the right corner to Cooper Pumphrey. Three on the way, he's got it. Cooper Pumphrey back to back. Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes, and the Irish are down 6-3. Wood gets it to Manning Phelan, back to Green. Green will shoot the three in transition. He's got it. So Cooper Pumphrey and Spencer Green have each hit two three-pointers. We're tied at six. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Garnett up at the top of the key, left corner pass to Pumphrey. Another three off the iron, won't go. Long rebound to Wood. We've got a whistle and a rebound foul away from where the ball ended up bouncing. And I think it's on Hudson Zess and a rebound foul. 5:09 to go, first quarter. We're tied at six. Tushy shows full court pressure. Green picks up the dribble in backcourt, gets it to Wood. Now to Manning, filing between the circles. He'll jump stop, get it to Spencer on the left wing. Spencer off to a good start. Drive to the basket, kick right corner to Wood. Wood dribbles right to left in the lane. Garnett on a little fadeaway over. Garnett won't go. Rebound Malachi Raymond fighting for it. Knocks it off of Zessen and out of bounds. Nice rebound by Malachi Raymond. The 6'2 junior got above Garnett and then saved it and knocked it off of Zessen. Irish inbound under their own basket. 27 seconds on the shot clock. Manning Filand inbound. Pass up top to Jackson Gazelle, who's checked in. Swing it to Raymond. Now to Manning Filand. Backed up top to Gazelle. Gazelle in the right corner to Green. Up top to Malachi Raymond. Maddox Filand as the players come out. Now to Manning Filand. 14-footer won't go. Rebound Garnett. All white shirts underneath. We're tied at six. 4.5 minutes to go. First quarter. Garnett fires a long three and hits it. That was way out there. Beyond NBA range by Alen Garnett. Just across half court, and he launched it. 9-6, Tushy. All the field goals have been three-pointers so far. Spencer Green has both the Irish baskets. Pass to the high post to Manning Filand. Now to Wood. Wood has it knocked away by Garnett. Players on the floor. We've got a tie-up, and the possession arrow is Tushy's. 9-6, Tushy with the ball. And the lead, 4:06 to go first quarter. Mateo Jimenez is going to check in for Malachi Raymond. So five field goals in the game between the two teams, all three-pointers. If you're familiar about the stripes on a basketball court, the volleyball court has a libero line, and that's Garnett was above that libero line when he hit that three. He turns around from the elbow left side. Shot won't go, rebound Zessen. Zessen kicks in the corner. It goes off the hand of Garcia and out of bounds. No, they say last touch by DeSales. My view is blocked down in that left corner. So now the senior, Kyler Pumphrey, will inbound. He gets it up high to Garnett. He'll chase it down all the way in back court. 3:51 to go, first quarter. Irish down 9-6. Garnett shoots a three over Green. Straight away, it's short. Rebound Mateo Jimenez, who's checked in. Now Spencer Green's got it. We'll move up court. Tushy is playing very physical ball. Pass down low to Wood. Kick out to Jimenez. Jimenez on the drive, and that's a blocking foul on Tushy. It is really physical in there. The foul on Kyler Pumphrey, the only Indian senior on the roster. They say not a shooting foul. 3:32 to go first quarter. DeSales down 9-6. Malachi Raymond's going to check, and I'm going to give Manning Filand a break. Manning took an elbow to the head there on that last sequence at the Tushy end. Lob inside to Raymond, catches it, misses the shot inside, rebound Pumphrey, tied up by Jimenez, fouled by Jimenez. Malachi Raymond went high, caught the ball right at the rim, but put it up a little too strong off the back of the rim. The 6'2 junior Raymond has had a couple of inside looks and they both have rimmed off. Still, the only field goals by either team are three-pointers. In the corner with it is Cooper Pumphrey. Up top to Garnett. Garnett wants a clear out. Spencer Green on him. Garnett can't find a room to drive. Spencer Green hunkered down on him. He takes a contested three out there. And won't go. Rebound Jimenez. Outlet to Spencer Green. Long pass behind the defense. Malachi Raymond. And Malachi Raymond tries to dunk it, and he misses the shot. The rebound goes out of bounds off of Tushy. Malachi is really aggressive at the rim, but he's 0 for 3. Tried to dunk that. He just couldn't quite get it in. Green will throw it out top to Gazelle. Now to Wood. Irish just 6 points up top to Green. Three on the way. He's got it. Spencer Green has all 9 of the Irish's points. And we're tied at 9, 2:50 to go first quarter. Every basket has been a Hank Warden-Edwards-Jones 3. Garnett stopped on the right elbow, falls to the ground, gets a pass away, falls loose. Zessen can't control it. Rebounded by Green. Spencer gets in front court to Gazelle. We're tied at 9. Gazelle, little head fake, goes all the way in, misses the shot at the rim. Gazelle went right by the defense but couldn't finish. DeSales missing. And there's a strong drive by Garnett. He scores it. Our first two-point field goal. Quickly the other way. The Irish get it to Raymond. He lays it in. Timeout, Touche. We're tied at 11. 2:15 to go in a very good high school basketball game here in the first quarter at Touche. 94.1 FM, 2 KHSS.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
The Sales will break the huddle with Spencer Green, Jackson Gazelle, Malachi Raymond, Cohen Wood, and Mateo Jimenez. There's a long three by Garnett. Off the mark, won't go. Rebound, Cohen Wood. Outlet to Gazelle. Now to Spencer Green. We're tied at 11. 1:25 to go first quarter. Jimenez drives in, goes up strong. Two players hit the deck, and that's going to be an offensive foul on Mateo Jimenez. Now, it's very physical. Maddox Filan checks in for Mateo. 11-11, 1:23 to go, first quarter. Very entertaining game. Garnett meets Green at the top of the key. He'll pass left corner to Pumphrey. Three on the way, won't go. Rebound tip. Raymond can't save it from going out of bounds. Jackson Gazelle had the nice block out on Pumphrey, and then Malachi tried to pick up the loose ball and couldn't quite keep it in bounds. Inbound, Touche will get it out top between the circles to Garnett. Between the legs with the dribble. Left corner, pass to number 14. That's a three-pointer off the mark. Rincon misses, rebound. Two Redhawks fall to the ground. Green ends up the ball up top the wood. Swing it to Gazelle. The Green wide open for three. Got it! Spencer Green, 4. Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes in the first quarter, and the Irish up 14-11. 42 seconds to go in the first quarter. Spencer having his best game of the season offensively. Garnett pass left corner. We got a whistle and a foul out front. Gazelle trying to body up on Garnett between the circles. No, actually, it's called on Spencer, his first. So 35.3 seconds to go first quarter. Irish up 14-11. 7 Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes between the two teams here in the first quarter. So bombs away here in Touche. 35.3 seconds to go in the quarter. Exciting atmosphere. Garnett with the ball. Green shouting him. Garnett goes driving into the shot. Shot won't go. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back up. Misses again. Rebound, Cohen Wood. Outlet to Green. Garnett, just an eighth grader, but he handles himself so, so well. Maddox Filan on the drive, cut off by Pumphrey. That's the sophomore Pumphrey. Now Green on the drive against Garnett. Puts a lay-in up and in over Garnett. Spencer took the eighth grader right to the basket. 16-11 Irish. 4 seconds to go in the quarter. Garnett trying to find H. And he can't hit the shot at the buzzer. And he hits the deck. Boy, there's some traveling going on. Hop, skip, and a jump. DeSales down 9-6. They lead 16-11 after 8 minutes. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink. and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new crispy onion cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Listen to Irish Radio on the Internet at kgdcradio.com.
We're back live. The Sales will start the second quarter with the basketball. Spencer Green, 14 first quarter points. He had 13 the whole game against Tulalip Heritage last Saturday. Green finds Manning Filan wide open underneath. Can't finish inside. Lots of contact. It is really physical in the paint. And there have been very few fouls called. Unofficially, only 5 fouls called between the two teams. And the physical level of play is very high. They get inbounds to Green. He fires the 3, leaves it short. Malachi Raymond with the rebound. Swing it to Maddox Filan. Right corner to Wood. Back to Maddox. Cohen passed up a 3-point attempt there. Right elbow to Manning Filan. Passes to Green off his hands. And Malachi Raymond with the loop picks up the loose ball. Then a 3-second violation to Sales. Out of sorts on that offensive set. Cohen Wood passed up a wide open 3. It was early in the shot clock. And then he threw it to Maddox, and they came out on Maddox, and the Irish are just out of sequence. So DeSales turns it over on their first possession of the second quarter. Pass up top goes to Garnett. Garnett with Green on him. Crossover dribble. Puts up from 12. Off the glass won't go. Rebound Wood. Outlet to Maddox Filan. Maddox surveying the defense. Drives to the foul line. Kick up top to Green. Goes right by Garnett. Now he's double teamed. Kicks out to Maddox Filan. 3 on the way, off the mark, won't go. Rebound, tipped by Green, controlled by Green. Kicks it out to Maddox, 3 on the way again, off the mark again. Malachi with the rebound, gives it off to Wood. Irish reset. Now to Spencer Green. Spencer goes by Zessen. Zessen kicks it back now. Green kicks it back to Maddox Filan. No room to shoot. Has the ball knocked away by Pumphrey. Gets to Manning Filan. Manning on the drive, collision. 2 players hit the deck, no call. Loose ball goes to Raymond. Shot won't go. Rebound, Wood controls it to Sales. Getting a lot of offensive rebounds. Now they'll reset. 16-11. Still neither team has scored here in the second quarter. Green on the drive. Gets himself in the air. Gets it to Wood. Down low to Manning Filan. Inside the defense and puts it in. So DeSales, several offensive boards. Manning gets his first bucket. The Irish up 18-11. Their biggest lead of the game. In the corner to Pumphrey. Pumphrey can't hit the shot. Rebound Cohen Wood. Pumphrey at back-to-back threes from the corner. And hasn't been able to score since. And now Maddox Filan with the ball. Up top goes between the circles to Malachi Raymond. Now to Spencer Green. Irish up 18-11 with the ball. Down low to Raymond. Takes a tough shot. It won't go, but he's fouled. Fouled by Johnny Garcia. And for the first time, DeSales will go to the free throw line in this ball game. Malachi Raymond will shoot 2 with 5:50 to go in the first half. Malachi's first free throw is off the front iron. Malachi's effort level and everybody's effort level has been very good, but their ability to finish inside has not been great. Manning Filan just hit one off the set offense inside off the glass. Now Malachi's second free throw also off the mark. This is both. Garnett with the rebound. Neither team has checked that. The Redhawks have not scored here in the second quarter. There's a foul. As Garnett elevates from 15, drew the contact. The foul is on Manning Filan, and Garnett will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. 5:43 to go, first half. Tushy looking for the first points of the second quarter. Garnett, 5 first quarter points. His first one is off the mark. Just an eighth grader. He's 6'2", very talented. Several 40-point games this year. One in the 50s. And the Irish obviously have to focus on him. He hits the second free throw. First point of the second quarter for the Redhawks. Irish throw in the front court, down the right corner to Maddox Filan. Tucci collapses on him there, and there's an offensive foul. Maddox Filan just drove baseline out of control and just ran over the top of Zessen. Easy call for the official. Tell you what, Tucci's, you know, everybody talks about the Garnett kid, and he's definitely a very talented kid, but their team defense is very solid. So the Irish scored first here in the second quarter, but just one field goal. The Red Ox just one free throw. Garnett with the ball between the circles. Right corner to Pumphrey. That's Cooper, the sophomore. Back up to Garnett. Garnett with Green on him out between the circles. Pulls up from three-pointer in and out. Stays out. Rebound battle. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Tucci. Number 22, Parker Revis. Another freshman in the ball game. Timeout on the floor. 5:12 to go in a battle here in Tucci. The Sales will have the ball and the 18-12 lead when we come back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Well, Spencer Green, 4 first quarter, Hank Warden, Edward Jones, 3s, also a 2-point field goal for 14 of the Sales as 18 current points. The Irish shooting from the inside has been a little rough. Malachi Raymond did finish one in the lane in the first quarter. Manning finally won the second quarter, but the Irish have missed a lot of inside opportunities. It's been very physical at both ends of the court for both teams. Quick pass up to Maddox Filan, and he hits a three. Maddox is the guy they're leaving wide open. That hit the iron, went off the glass, and in, and the Irish have opened up a 9-point lead. Now up top it goes to Cooper Pumphrey. Three on the way from straight away. Won't go. Long rebound tipped by Kyler Pumphrey. He gets it back. He's on the deck. Garnett now will pick it up. Nice job by Kyler Pumphrey keeping that play alive. Garnett at the foul line. Double team gets it to Cooper Pumphrey. They'll swing it up top to Revis. Now Garnett with it. Shot clock at 14. Garnett gets to the foul line. Takes a shot over Manning Filan. Won't go. Or Maddox Filan. Ball bounces off three players right back to Garnett. And he hits a three from straight away. Two DeSales players had that rebound go off their bodies and right to Garnett, who hits the three. 21-59. Now Garnett steals it away from Manning Filan. Garnett in open court. Green cuts him off at the top of the key. He leans into a tough shot. Won't go. Rebound Spencer Green. Spencer Green, long pass up court to Raymond. It's 2-on-2 in the corner to Wood. Now they'll slow it down. Cohen gets it to Green. Cross court to Maddox Filan. Gets by Zessen and he hits a shot. So Maddox Filan has hit back-to-back baskets after that last timeout. 23-15. DeSales up by 8. 3:49 to go in the first half. Defense the chant from the Irish fans. Kyler Pumphrey, the senior, between the circles, has picked up his dribble. Tried to hand it off to Garnett. Garnett on the deck with it. Back to Pumphrey. Back to over to Revis, now to Pumphrey. Pumphrey, the senior, spins all the way to the lane, goes up strong. He scores. He's fouled. Nice play by Kyler Pumphrey, the senior. Kept the loose ball alive out front. Got the ball back. Very determined. Went down the lane and a lot of contact. Yeah, so they didn't get the clock stopped, apparently. So they're going to say put 3:23 back on the clock. The foul's on Spencer Green, so that's 2 on Spencer. Now they're saying that wasn't on Spencer. Spencer was, I think it was on Malachi Raymond. So let's, the foul. Foul's on Maddox Filan. No. So Kyler Pumphrey will try to complete the three-point play as we get the clock right, get the fouls right, and now we've got a substitution. Johnny Garcia is going to check in for Parker Revis. Very young Red Hawk team, just one senior on their roster, and that's Kyler Pumphrey, who's at the free throw line right now, trying to cut into a six-point lead for the Irish, and he will complete the three-point play. 23-18 to Sales, five-point lead and the ball. Spencer Green brings it up the right side, finds a wide-open Manning Filan in the lane. He can't hit the shot. Raymond with the putback. He's out. Manning Filan behind the defense. A beautiful pass by Spencer Green, and then Manning just couldn't finish it. But Malachi Raymond with the rebound and fouled on the putback by Zess, and that's his second. And Malachi hits the first free throw. Malachi missed two a moment ago. Three, five, six, eight. He hits them both. Malachi hits them both. The Irish back up by seven, 25 to 18. Three, five, six, seven, nine. 25-18. Nice battle in this one. Garnett loses the ball. Green's got it. Green's behind the defense. He'll go up and he'll lay it in. Spencer steals it from Garnett out front, and the Irish have opened up a 9-point lead. 27-18. Tucci just one field goal here in the second quarter. Pumphrey on the drive. He lays it in. Actually, three field goals now. Pumphrey has put in two. There's a pass inside to Raymond. Zessen on him. Cross-court pass in the lane, stolen by Garnett. Boy, there's a lot of contact inside. Garnett and Cazale collide, and that's a push-off foul on Garnett. Cazale got in front of Garnett. Garnett took the stiff arm and drew the foul. And the Tucci fans, one gentleman in particular across the way, throwing out a little bit of language that I can hear all the way over here. 27-20, DeSales with the ball, and it is really physical, I'll say that. And there's a lot of stuff that's not getting called. And so when something does get called, people get mad. On the baseline to Wood, 15-footer won't go. Garnett and Gazelle fighting for the rebound. That's going to be a foul on Jackson Gazelle. And that is four fouls on DeSales. So Tucci will shoot free throws on all DeSales defensive fouls the rest of the half. Irish up 27-20, 2:18 to go in the half. Very competitive ball game. DeSales ranked number 8 in the state. Tucci ranked number 11 in the state RPI rankings. Garnett on the drive, goes up over Gazelle, and he puts it in. Garnett's got 11. Irish up 27-22. Now to Gazelle between the circles. Back to Green. Green, no-look pass underneath, wide open. Wood is fouled, and we'll shoot two. Spencer Green's passing has been excellent. The Irish ability to finish at the rim has not been very good. Cohen couldn't finish, but he was contacted there, and that's on Pumphrey. That is Kyler Pumphrey's third foul. Fourth on the Indian or the Red Hawks. So both teams with four fouls. Cohen Wood to shoot two free throws. Cohen's first free throw is good. His first point of the game. The Irish up by six, 28-22. Johnny Garcia, 5'11", eighth grader, checks in for the Red Hawks. Two eighth graders, two freshmen, and three and a sophomore in the ballgame. Wood misses the second one. Garnett with a rebound. Green meets him between the circles. Right wing pass to Johnny Garcia. Pass on the baseline goes to Revis. He loses the ball. Called for traveling on the end line. Parker Revis, a 5'11 freshman. Got a pretty good mustache going there for a freshman. 1:38 to go in a very physical first half. They find Malachi Raymond on the baseline. Catches it without coming down. And puts it in. Athletic play behind two defenders. Caught it flying through the air. Controlled his body and laid it in. And there we've got a blocking foul. Spencer Green trying to get in front. No, that's on Gazelle. Wait a second. Who was that foul on 24? We don't have a 24. Who was that foul on? Foul's on number 11, Malachi Raymond. He wasn't even in the area. So anyway, two players collided. A third player hit the deck. And who was the foul on? A moving screen. Okay, so it's an offensive foul on Hudson Zessen. His third foul. And Green's pass ahead stolen by Zessen. Zessen to Garnett. Irish up 30-22. Garnett long three off the iron. One goes. Spencer Green with the rebound. He'll let the defenders go by. Ahead of the Raymond behind the defense who lays it in. 32-22. Irish have opened up a 10-point lead inside a minute to go now in the first half. And Garnett drives in, just shoves Green out of the way and lays it in. Wow, this the quality of play and the officiating, there's a little bit of a gap. And there's Gazelle gets it to Manning, filing, cutting to the basket. He's fouled. And the foul's on 12 White. That's Garcia. So with 40 seconds to go in the half, Manning Filan's going to go to the free throw line. And a technical foul has just been called on Tucci. Okay, so Manning Filan's going to shoot two free throws. A T on the coach. So they'll clear the players off the line. Irish up 32-24 with 40 seconds to go. Now, my score sheet a little off. There's been some interesting reporting of fouls and a lot of contact. Banning will shoot the free throws for the foul. He misses the first one. He's missed all three of his attempts. He'll get one more, and then I'm assuming Spencer Green will step in and shoot the technicals. Second one is good. Irish up 33-24. Now Spencer will shoot the technical opportunities. Spencer, 14 first quarter points. He scored only two here in the second quarter, but his passing and defense has been very solid. First free throw by Spencer is good. The Sales has opened up a 10-point lead now. Spencer hits them both. 4, 5, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 17, 19 points here in the second quarter for the Irish, and they lead at 35-24. And now the officials have to decide who gets the basketball. The technical foul is called being a dead ball situation. And now some of the fans are getting pretty darn animated. And DeSales will have the basketball. So the Irish hit three free throws and will get the ball. 38 seconds to go, third quarter. Irish need to be patient here, run some clock. 32 on the halftime game clock, 21 on the shot clock. Cross court pass to Green, catch and shoot three. It's off the iron, won't go. Follows his own shot. Ball's loose on the floor. He's got it, and it's a jump ball. Possession error in favor of Tucci with 20 seconds to go. 35-24 Irish. Malachi Raymond exhorting his teammates to play the good defense. You got to think that Aiden Garnett is going to take the last. Aiden Garnett with 13 points. Passes in the left corner to Pumphrey. Pumphrey fires a three. It's off the back iron. Won't go. Rebound Johnny Garcia. He has loses the handle, and Manning Filan gets it, and he's fouled. With 6 seconds to go. Johnny Garcia, two fouls on him. I already had him for two. I'm going to have to check with Billy Chase at halftime to get my scorebook together. So Manning filing back the line. Manning is just 1-for-4 at the line, all in this quarter. He'll shoot two more. The Irish have an 11-point advantage with 6 seconds to go in the half. Manning hits the first one. He's hit two in a row after missing his first three. 4 points for Manning. Next free throw by Manning is off the mark. Won't go. Garnett with the rebound. 6 seconds to go. in the half. Garnett drives the other way, goes up strong, too strong, won't go, rebound tipped, and it won't go. We've played a half of basketball. The Sales leads it 36-24. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Owning a pet is a big responsibility that requires thought and planning on the prospective owner's part. Before bringing a new pet into your home, consider the following. Does your pet fit in with all members of your family, including infants, toddlers, and any senior citizens that may live with you? Can you cope with an animal that requires daily attention to food, exercise, and well-being? This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish!
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
What an entertaining half of basketball. Athletic plays, physical plays, a lot of great hustle by both teams. The Sales outscores Tucci 16-11 in the first quarter, and a wild second quarter that saw the Sales go to the free throw line 14 times. The Sales outscores Tucci 20-13 in the second quarter. Spencer Green, 14 first half points out of their first quarter points out of their 16. In the second quarter, 3, 4, 5 different DeSales scores. Players scored. Aylin Garnett, the talented 6'2 eighth grader, has 13 of their 24 points. I'm going to try to get the fouls all squared away. There were some interesting reporting of fouls. I'll get Billy Chase to bring me the scorebook, and I'll update the fouls and talk about the schedule of games coming up when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
If there's one thing we've learned from the past few years, it's that life can be unpredictable, but your finances don't have to be. Financial advisor Nick Lyons can help you create personalized strategies to reach your goals with confidence. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can be prepared for whatever comes your way. Call Lyons Investment Planning at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
What an entertaining atmosphere. I've been coming out here to Touche for games for years, and I don't. The years seem to run together on me at times, but this gym is packed. We have a competitive boys basketball game. DeSales at 7-3. They're just 2-3 in their last five games. Touche 7-2, and they are on a four-game win streak. DeSales and the state RPI rankings were as high as number 2. They've dropped down to number 8. Touche as of this morning when I looked, they were ranked number 10. So two teams in the top 10 in the state RPIAs and really going at it. Irish up 36-24 at the half. Schedule of upcoming games. This is the third game in 4 days for DeSales. They'll make it 4 games in 5 days when the girls and boys go to Walla Walla Valley Academy over in College Place tomorrow. Girls to tip off at 6, followed by the boys at 7:30. Speaking of the girls, Nick Hazeltine's girls got above the 500 mark with a 58-22 win in the girls' side of this broadcast. 3-2 in the division, 6-5 overall, alone in third place now in the division. And then Saturday, the teams will host Yakima Nation Tribal, girls to tip off at 4, followed by the boys at 5:30, those two games at DeSales. We'll take a break. Irish up 36-24 at the half in a very well-played, very intense atmosphere at this high school basketball game at Touche. We'll have halftime stats and second half action when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
DeSales leads at 36-24 at the half. They are out in the huddle with their coach. The Touche coach is out here. The Touche players are not. That's a bit interesting. Let's look at scoring for Touche and their 24 points. Coach Scott Pumphrey's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 players in the ball game. 3 of them have scored points. Kyler Pumphrey has 5. Cooper Pumphrey has 6. A 5'11 sophomore hit a couple of threes, one from each corner early in the first quarter, but hasn't scored since. And then Aylin Garnett, 13 points, 5 in the first quarter, 8 in the second quarter. He has 2 Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes, 1 in each quarter. Touche is 2 of 5. From the free throw line and has committed 9 fouls. Kyler Pumphrey has 3 and Hudson Zessen has 3. For DeSales, Coach Wood, Eric Wood, has gotten 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 players in the ball game, and 5 of them have scored points. 1 for Cohen Wood, 4 for Manning Phelan, 5 for Maddox Phelan, 8 for Malachi Raymond, and 18 points for Spencer Green. Spencer had a 14-point first quarter where he hit four Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes. In the second quarter, a field goal and two free throws. A big moment in that second quarter. Coach Scott Pumphrey picked up a technical foul. The Sales hit three of the four free throws to get their lead up to double digits, and they lead it by 12, and they'll start the second half with the basketball. Maddox Filand working to my left in front of the DeSales bench now. Up top goes to Manning Filand, who makes the adjustments. Really physical first half. Inside to Manning Filand, backing in on Garcia, puts it up and in. Manning Filand was rushing his shot in the first half. Not there as he went right up on Johnny Garcia, 5'11", eighth grader, 38-24. Now Wood and Green make Garnett give the ball up on the right wing to Cooper Pumphrey. Inside to Kyler Pumphrey. He loses a handle on it. Goes right off the face of Manning Filand and out of bounds. And the Irish will inbound it with 15 seconds. Or excuse me, the Indians or the Red Hawks, doggone it. Now to Pumphrey, up top to Garcia. To Garnett, a very young Tucci team. 2 8th graders on the floor. Garnett, the real elite, talented one, gives it up to Garcia, to Pumphrey. Back to Garnett. Shot clock violation. The Sales defense tuning in. And the young Red Hawks can't execute on their first possession. So the Irish get a bucket and a shot clock violation against the Red Hawks to start the second half, up 38-24. Wood with it deep on the right wing. Wood on the drive, cut off, pulls up from 12 feet in the lane. He's got it. The Sales has come out solid. They've scored the first 4 points of the second half to open up a 16-point lead. Johnny Garcia with it. Pass in the corner, stolen by Maddox Filand. The Sales defense is locking down on the Red Hawks early here in the third quarter. Maddox Filand gets it to Green. Green will fire a deep three over Garnett and nail it. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three, fifth for Green. He's got 21 points. DeSales has scored the first 7 of the second half. Garnett's banker in traffic on the left side off the mark. Rebound Green. Spencer gets it to Wood at the top of the key. Cut off at the elbow. Back up top to Spencer. Spencer on the drive. Cut off kick left corner to Maddox Filand. He'll drive baseline. Goes right by the defense and lays it in. The Irish are carving up the Red Hawks right now. They have scored the first 9 points of the second half and have opened up a 19-point lead. Pumphrey drives hard to the basket. That's Kyler, the senior. He's fouled and will go to the free throw line. Nice job by the senior. The foul on Manning Filand is second. Jimenez, Filand, actually both the Filands, Manning and Maddox, all three of those players have 2 fouls each. Raymond, Cazell, and Green have 1 foul each. So Pumphrey will shoot 2 free throws. He's had 5 first-half points and is 1 for 1 for the line. He hits the first free throw. His little brother Parker likes that one. Cousin. Parker Pumphrey sitting right below me. I have had the pleasure of teaching and coaching him in middle school. 45-25. Second free throw is also good. Irish lead back to 19. It was 21 a moment ago. Down low to Manning Filand, backing in on Garcia. Spins to the hoop, banks it in. That's the matchup. Spread the floor. Manning Filand, a 5'10 senior, being guarded by Johnny Garcia, a 5'11 eighth grader. 47-26 Irish. Pumphrey drives in, shot blocked by Raymond. Zessen gets the loose ball. Now to Pumphrey on the baseline, shoots it off the side of the backboard and out of bounds. So the halftime adjustments all in favor of DeSales right now. Substitution for Tucci, Victor Rincon, a 5'11 sophomore, comes in. Maddox Filand on the left wing with it, drives to the foul line, kick up top to Green. Green finds Manning Filand wide open, he lays it in. Manning Filand is the guy they can't find with the defense. All eyes on Spencer. Irish up 49-26. Garnett pulls up just inside the three-point line and hits it. It's a long two for Garnett. He's got 15 points. The Irish lead down to 19. Raymond down low to Manning Filand. They've put Kyler Pumphrey, the senior, on him now. On the drive, Maddox filing. Cut off by Cooper Pumphrey. Up top to Manning. Now Green. Green on the drive goes by Garnett. Lays it in. He's fouled. Spencer Green went right by Garnett. Garnett tried to trail him and block the shot. We'll see who the call is on. Yeah, it was a push in the back on Garnett, his second foul. And Spencer with 23 points going to the free throw line. Irish now up by 23 points at 51-28, 4:41 to go, third quarter. And Spencer misses a free throw. Battle for the rebound, Garnett. Garnett gets it. Aylin Garnett, deep three in transition. Shot won't go. Rebound tipped, and the Red Hawks can't save it. So a 23-point lead. Spencer Green doesn't miss very often. He missed there a moment ago. Jackson Gazelle is going to check in. Cohen Wood comes out. Jimenez also in as Manning filing. No, excuse me, as Malachi Raymond gets a break. Jimenez on the baseline. In a, between two defenders, he scores it. The Sales attacking the basket against the Touche defense. Irish up 53-28. Garnett cut off on the drive by Green. Kick out to Pumphrey. That's a senior. He'll fire three. Won't go. Rebound Jimenez. All green shirts underneath. The Sales trying to take control of this one. The first 4 minutes of the third quarter. They've opened up a 25-point lead. Gazelle kicked to Maddox Filan. Thought about a three. Now he'll drive by Garnett. Kick it in the corner to Manning Filan. 12-footer wide open. He lays it in. The Sales breaking down the defense. Manning Filan, the 5'10 senior, one first half field goal. He's hit four field goals in the second half. Irish really open it up. A 27-point lead, 55-28. Cooper Pumphrey with it. Maddox Filan on him on the baseline to Kyler Pumphrey. Kyler trying to back into the basket. He has it stripped. Manning Filan takes it right away from him. Now to Maddox Filan. 3:22 to go, third quarter. Now to Cazell. Yeah, it was very close game for a half. The Irish really rolling now. Jimenez on the drive, tries to throw a pass to Manning Filan. A little too much heat on that one. And it goes off of a Touche player, then off of Manning's hand. That had some heat on it. Irish turn it over. 3:12 to go, third quarter. Irish up 55-28. Just one field goal for Touche here in the third quarter. And there's a long jumper by Garnett. Shot won't go. Maddox Filan gets the outlet. They pass it inside. Green throws it down low for Jimenez, and now we have a foul. It was not a good pass by Spencer, and then Mateo tried to fight for the loose ball and picks up his third foul. So the Irish may be trying to do a little too much after that Garnett miss. So just one field goal in the second half for Touche. The Sales have scored nine field goals and opened up a what has gone from a 12-point lead to a 27-point lead. There's a miss by Cooper Pumphrey. Rebound to Sales. No second chances for the Red Hawks. Now in the corner with his Cazell. Up top to Jimenez. Swing it to Maddox Filan. Now to Green. Dump down low to Manning Filan. They've got the senior Pumphrey on him now. Manning will take him inside anyway. And he's called for the offensive foul. He dribbled with his right hand and put that off left elbow right around the hip. That's called a hook foul. Good call. And that is three on Manning Filan. Stops the clock with a 2:37 to go in a third quarter that's been all the Sales. They've outscored Touche 19-4 since the halftime break. Garnett dribbling left to right. Stripped from behind by Green. Garnett gets the ball back. Loses again. Gets it back again. Gets it to Zessen, who's fouled, going to the basket. Nice job by Aylin Garnett, the 6'2 eighth grader. They were all over him. Stripped the ball, got it back, stripped it again, got it back again, and then threw a beautiful pass underneath the Zessen. Nice job by Garnett. That was impressive. And again, just an eighth grader. Zessen, just a freshman at the free throw line, a very young Touche team. They're going to be fun to watch moving forward. Now, there are folks that say that Aylin Garnett probably won't stick around. He's sometimes... families that have a talented eighth grader will put them into a small school program that can play eighth graders at the high school level. Then they move on to bigger and better things, so to speak. Zessen misses both free throws. Malachi Raymond with the rebound. Raymond, Green, Jimenez, Gazelle, and Wood on the floor for the Irish. Gazelle pass on the baseline to Jimenez loses the ball, tries to save it off of Wood, now to Zessen. Irish have turned it over on their last two, three possessions, counting the offensive foul. Garnett on the baseline, shot won't go, rebound Green. Spencer moves up the right side, surveys the defense, finds Jimenez behind the defense, goes up strong, and he's fouled. Now, Mateo had a wide-open lane. He kind of looked around for the contact, and he likes the contact, but that would have been one to just finish. No one was around him. But the foul was on Zessen, the freshman starter for the Redhawks, has four fouls now. Mateo will shoot two free throws. Mateo has 2 points in the ball game. The Sales went to the free throw line 14 times in this first half, all in the second quarter. A couple of those on a technical foul call against the Touche coach, Scott Pumphrey. Jimenez misses the first one. Zessen comes out of the ball game, and Victor Rincon, a 5'11 sophomore, checks in. 1:59 to go, third quarter. Jimenez hits the second free throw. 56-28. Irish have a 24-point lead. Between the circles, the senior, Kyler Pumphrey, wants to get it back to Garnett. Green denying the pass. They get it to Garnett near half court. 19 on the shot clock. Garnett with two players coming at him. He gives it up to Revis. Revis gets it to Cooper. Pumphrey fires a wild three. Won't go. Rebound. Jimenez has it knocked away. Green comes up with a loose ball. Green ahead to Wood behind the defense. Kicks in the corner to Jimenez. Jimenez on the drive, and he commits an offensive foul. Cohen Wood is 6 foot, and he has good jumping ability. He's got to put that shot up. He's 2 feet from the basket. He passed in the corner to a freshman who's 20 feet from the basket. And then Jimenez said, I'll take it in there, and he picks up his fourth foul. So the Irish have doubled up on the Redhawks, 56-28. So Kyler Pumphrey hit his head kind of hard there on that last collision with Jimenez, and he'll come out of the ballgame. Garnett drives hard. He collides with Cazell, and that's an offensive foul. Garnett, the basket will not count. Cazell just waited for him, and that's four. No, that's not four on Garnett. That's three on Garnett. Irish will inbound to Spencer Green. We've been stuck on 56-28 for a while. Green throws it ahead to Wood. Wood can't finish. Manning filing strong with the rebound. He's tied up by Garnett. Jump ball is the call. So Manning in there with the three fouls and the possession arrow in favor of Touche. 1:12 to go in the third quarter. Touche has just 4 points in this third quarter. The Sales has opened up a 28-point lead. Garnett drives baseline, puts up a tough shot. He's fouled by Malachi Raymond. Malachi picks up his second foul. And Garnett, 15 points to lead the Redhawks in scoring, had 13 in the first half and was 1-for-2 at the line. Had just one field goal here in the second half. His first free throw is off the back iron. He's now 1-for-3. Remember, just an eighth grader. He's a legit 6'2", and he has a lot of skills, and hard to remember that he is just an eighth grader. Second free throw is up and also off the mark. Manning fighting with the rebound. To Spencer Green, ahead to the pack to Manning Filan, knocked away by number 30, who's checked in. I don't even have number 30 on. Figure out who number 30 is. Irish inbounded out high to Cazell. Now to Raymond. Raymond drives in, puts it up with the left hand. It spins off. Rebound number 30 ahead to Garnett. The Irish have hit a little cold spot. Garnett ahead to Rincon. Rincon shot won't go. Long rebound tip. We got a collision, and that's going to be the forced foul on Manning Filan as he and number 30 came to the ball at the same time. Touche boys basketball, number 30. They don't have a number 30 on their roster. So Manning will come out, and Caleb Bingham, 6'1 junior, will check in. And what? The collision was between number 30, not number 20. And so the Redhawks are young, but they know how to play the game. So Garnett tried to get to the free throw line, but it was number 30 that was run into. And he hits the first one. Well, Garnett had just missed two. And I'll try to get the name from the PA announcer who it is shooting the free throws. And he hits them both. All right. 56-30. Irish have been stuck on 56 for a while. 38 seconds to go, third quarter. And now Spencer Green throws it cross court to Raymond. He wasn't looking, went off his head. Missed laying the other way by Revis. Raymond with the rebound to Sales has got lost their focus here about the last 2.5 minutes. There's a cutter inside. It's Wood. He goes up strong and he lays it in. Run the set. Man-to-man offense. Get a bucket. 60. And now Garnett gets fouled by Green shooting a three-pointer. That's two on Green. And with 10.6 seconds to go, the Irish up 58-30. So Garnett will get a legit trip to the line here. He's missed two in a row a moment ago. He'll get three tries with 10.6 seconds left in the third quarter. First free throw is good. Nice refocus for the eighth grader. 58-31 Irish. Big third quarter for DeSales. Second free throw's up and good. Nice recovery after missing two in a row on his last trip. DeSales lead is down to 26. See if the Irish can get down the court and get one more bucket in what's been a good third quarter. And Garnett hits all three. Nice job. Now Spencer will bring it up court. Garnett meets him between the circles. Spencer tries to drive by him. Kick out to Raymond. Three on the way. Way short. It's an air ball. With 2.9 seconds to go in the quarter. The Sales has definitely lost their focus a little bit. And now they'll roll it up court to Garnett. He'll pick it up. Don't foul him. He'll lean into one off the iron at the end of the third quarter. So the Sales takes a 12-point lead up to 25 points in the third stanza of this ball game, and with 8 minutes left, the Sales up 58-33 against Touche on 94.1 FM KHSS.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I'd tell you about our current specials, except, well, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the valley. If you're having tranny trouble, we can help. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
So the Sales outscores Touche 22-9 in that third quarter, and we'll start the fourth quarter with the basketball. Maddox Filan, Spencer Green, Caleb Bingham, Cohen Wood, and Malachi Raymond on the floor. Mateo Jimenez and Manning Filan each on the bench with four fouls. Raymond from 15 feet away, straight away, won't go. Bingham keeps the rebound alive. It's still loose. Wood's got it. Swing it to Green. Green cut off on the drive by Garnett. Finds Raymond wide open underneath for the lay-in. When Spencer puts the ball on the floor, the defense really focuses on him, and Malachi, a nice cut to the basket. Green, another assist. Pass down low to Cooper Pumphrey. Cooper Pumphrey to Kyler Pumphrey, and he throws it right to DeSales. Okay, Green ahead to Bingham. Bingham can't miss, can't hit the land. Rebound tipped around, controlled by Maddox Filan. Back to Spencer. To Bingham again. Wide open again. He's has his shot blocked by Garnett. So Caleb Bingham, the All-State football linebacker. The junior basketball's not his real thing. And he had a couple of looks there, couldn't finish him. Just underway, fourth quarter. Irish up 60-33. Defensive champ from the Irish fans. Coach Wood, disappointed in the effort of the Irish lately, said we've got to get better on defense. We've got to get better on our effort. And now Garnett drives to the basket, and he's fouled by Bingham. Caleb Bingham's first. Garnett made the bucket. He's got 20 now. And at the free throw line, he's had several 40-point games, one where he went over 50, and he hits the free throw. He missed two in a row early in the third quarter, and he's made four in a row now. Timeout, Tucci. The Sales up 60-36. 6:51 to go in the ballgame when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, it's not, you can look. I don't think they have a 30 in the program. If you find them, tell me. The Sales up 60-36. The Irish were up, I think it was 56-28. And since then, they've been outscored 8-4 by the Redhawks. And the Sales has had several turnovers and some missed inside shots. And with a guy as talented as Zaylin Garnett, you just never know. The Irish got to be efficient on offense. Tucci took the timeout. Spencer Green will bring it on front court. Garnett, the eighth grader on him. Maddox Filan gets it now on the drive back to Green. Now in the mid post to Bingham. Back to Green. Green pulls up from 12 off the iron. Won't go. Rebound Garnett. Spencer got a screen from Bingham to get room to shoot. Didn't finish. Garnett will drive in, leans into one, and he scores it. Here comes Zaylin Garnett. 5 in the quarter, 23 for the game. He and Spencer Green are tied for high point honors right now. Malachi Raymond slices to the basket. Pass by Green, and Malachi lays it in. 62-38 to Sales. Pass on the wing to Cooper Pumphrey. Now down low it goes to Zessen. Back to the basket. Kick in the corner to Johnny Garcia. Up top to Cooper Pumphrey. He's got it. Cooper Pumphrey, Hank Warden, Edward Jones three. He hit two of those in the first quarter and got the Red Hawks up 9-6 early. And that's his first made basket since then. Irish up 62-41. Down to Wood. Open inside. Shot won't go. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Bingham. The Sales getting a lot of looks inside, but haven't really hit that many of them. They've hit enough of them, though. And now Parker Rebus, 5'11 freshman, will check in for Johnny Garcia, the 5'11 eighth grader. Very young team. Just one senior on the... Garnett drives in. He collides with Green. And that's a moving screen on Rebus. So Rebus stuck a shoulder into Green and knocked him to the floor as he was trying to keep up with Garnett. 62-41, Irish with the ball and a 21-point lead. Garnett slaps it away from Green. He steals it from Green. Spencer trailing the play. Garnett scores and picks up the foul. So Spencer Green picks up his third foul. Garnett has a chance to complete a three-point play. 62-43, Irish in the lead. Garnett did a good job there. Spencer was shadowing him. He kept his hands up, and then Garnett did a nice job. He's just an eighth grader, but he brought the contact into Spencer, and you're going to get that call. You're going to get that call. So Garnett hits the free throw. up to 26 points for the eighth grader. But the Irish are up by 28. No, excuse me, 18. So the Indians, or see, the Red Hawks have cut it to an 18-point game. Wood, on the drive to the foul line, loses the ball. Goes right to Cooper Pumphrey. Here comes the comeback. Three on the way by Garnett. In and out, stays out. Rebound Malachi Raymond. So the Irish now being outscored 11-4 here in the fourth quarter, and timeout coach Eric Wood. Irish have lost their focus a bit. 4:46 to go. DeSales up 62-44 with the ball when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
The Irish break the huddle. They're a little refocused. They get down on to Manning. Finally, he's checked. He goes up strong. Can't hit the shot. But he's fouled by Kyler Pumphrey, and that'll be four on Pumphrey. And Manning will go to the free throw line. So Manning checks back into the game with the four fouls. He was a big part of that third quarter onslaught as the Red Hawk defense could not match up with him inside. He's a 5'10" senior. Height really isn't his thing, but his footwork and positioning inside are excellent. Manning will shoot two free throws. His first one is good. Manning has 13 now. Stops a nice little run for the Red Hawks. He's scored 11 of the first 15 points of the fourth quarter. Manning's second free throw off the back iron. Hits the rim again. Off the mark. Rebound Garnett. 63-44 Irish. Garnett kick it out to Garcia. Three on the way off the back iron. Garnett with a strong rebound. Goes up, scoops to the hoop, and scores it. Aylin Garnett elevates for the rebound. Double pump, scoop to the hoop, and lay it in traffic. Now he's right on Spencer Green. Spencer looking for a screen. Will get it. Now he gets it up top to Manning Phelan. In the right wing to Wood. Up top of the key to Raymond. 17. Footer on the way won't go. Kyler Pumphrey with the rebound. He's up the left sideline. Two on three. Kyler Pumphrey goes up in and he draws the foul. He'll go to the line to shoot two. It's a 17-point game. And when you got Aylin Garnett on your team, you got a chance to come back. And that call is on. And that foul is called on Manning Phelan. And Manning's going to foul out with 13 points at the 4:03 mark. So what a nice gut check for Coach Scott Pumphrey's guys. They got blitzed 22-9 in that third quarter, trailed by as many as 28 points. They've got it down to 17 right now. Kyler Pumphrey misses the first free throw. He's his first miss of the game. Second free throw is good. He's got 8 points. Gazelle, Wood, Green, Maddox, Phelan, and Raymond in the game. And Jackson Gazelle throws the ball out of bounds. He was in backcourt and just hucked it into the far corner. Turnover. And Mateo Jimenez checks in. So Tucci takes the timeout. 3:56 to go. 17-point ball game. Tucci was down 28. They've cut 9 points off of that. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, the Irish High Point lead was 28. They've had 11 cut off of that. They led by 25 after three quarters, but they have been outscored 14-5 here in the first 4 minutes of the fourth quarter. And Garnett fires a deep three and hits it. It's a 13-point game. 63-50, Garnett. 13 fourth quarter points so far, 31 for the game. Green with the ball. And there's an offensive foul to be called on Mateo Jimenez, trying to set a screen for Spencer, and he ends up knocking Garnett right into Green, and Mateo Jimenez will foul out. So he fouls out the 3:25 mark, second DeSales player to foul out. The Red Hawks can cut it to 10 with a three-pointer on this possession. They try to pass it to Garnett, knocked away by Raymond, stolen away by Green. Irish will bring it up court. Now Spencer with the ball. DeSales has made just two field goals here in the fourth quarter. Jackson Gazelle with it. Get it to Maddox Filan. Maddox on the drive. Kick out to Gazelle. Gazelle goes by him, goes up strong and lays it in. Jackson Gazelle's first basket. Boy, the Irish needed that. Back up by 15, 65-50. Garnett's going to go all the way in. And he scores it. That has got to be a travel. He's taking a lot of steps. Garnett, another one. He's filling up the score sheet. Green gets it to Filan. Irish up 65-52. 2.5 minutes to go. Maddox Filan goes up strong. He lays it in. Went right at Garnett. Laid it in. Timeout DeSales. Maddox, just 5'9", and that's generous. Put his left shoulder into the chest of Garnett, and another defender put it up with a right-handed baby hook. 2:31 to go. DeSales up 67-52. Timeout on the floor. Tushy with the ball when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Well, Alan Garnett is a special player, 6'2", an eighth grader. He has all the different skills. He can drive, he can shoot the three. He's hit 6 of 9 free throws. He has scored 15 points here in the fourth quarter alone. And the Indians, who are down 25 going into this final quarter, have the ball trailing by 15. Now with it is Rincon back to Garnett. A long three. He hits it way out there by the libero line with two players on him. That was long. 67-55, 12-point lead, 2 minutes to go. Maddox Filan gets it to Gazelle on the left wing. Now up top of the key, Gazelle picks up the dribble. Now to Maddox Filan, inside 2 minutes. To Green, three on the way, off the mark, won't go. Rebound, Kyler Pumphrey. Pumphrey to Garnett. Garnett will take another deep one. This one's off the mark. Rebound, Gazelle. Gazelle, triple team. Where's the foul call? No foul call. He gets out of traffic to Maddox Filan. Back to Gazelle. Nice job by Jackins and Gazelle handling the pressure. Irish with the ball up 12 with 1:20 to go. Filan in the lane for a 12-footer. He's got it. Maddox has hit a couple big buckets in the fourth quarter. DeSales trying to hold off a fourth quarter rally by the Red Hawks. A minute 15 to go. Garnett driving in, pushing off. Shot won't go. Rebound Green. Wow. Ahead to Maddox Filan. He'll fire a quick three. He hits it. Maddox Filan. Maybe a dagger there. Hank Warden, Edgar Jones, three. Maddox Filan, the 5'9 senior, has scored 7 points here in the fourth quarter, and the Irish have it back up to a 17-point advantage when it was 13 a moment ago. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Owning an animal can be a rewarding investment for your family, whether it's riding a horse, petting your cat, or just seeing that welcome wag of a tail at the end of the day. Animals enrich our lives. Responsible owners enrich animals' lives, too. Timely vaccinations, proper health care, sound nutrition, controlling pet overpopulation, and a safe environment are just a few of the things we can do for our pets. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Ailing Garnett, the 6'2 eighth grader, 18 points after three quarters. He has 18 points in this quarter. And the last deep, deep three that he hit, Cohen Wood, 6 foot junior, and Spencer Green, a 5'10 senior, elevated with him. And it was beyond NBA range. It would have been out there where the sponsorship emblems are on the NBA court. He's out front with it now. Left corner pass to Johnny Garcia to Pumphrey. End of point to Cooper Pumphrey. The sophomore shot won't go. Rebound Malachi Raymond up strong with it. We're inside a minute to go. DeSales with the ball. Up 17, and there's a foul on Kyler Pumphrey. He'll be the third player to foul out of this game. The first one for Tucci. Kyler Pumphrey, the 6'1 senior, fouls out with 8 points. And it's just the fourth team foul on the Red Hawks. The Sales had two players foul out. Manning Filan and Mateo Jimenez. So Scott Pumphrey puts some reserves in the ballgame. Cooper Moyer in there. They get it down low to Raymond, kick out to Gazelle. Gazelle will drive in, cut out, kick up to Filan, swing it to Green. Three on the way. Got it. Spencer Green's first field goal of the fourth quarter. The Hank Warden Edward Jones re-gets him 26. There goes Aylin Garnett. He'll drive in uncontested and lay it in. And now they'll foul Spencer Green as he comes across the timeline. Well, the Red Hawks made it interesting. They got it down to a 13-point game after trailing by 25 at the start of this fourth quarter. But DeSales has pushed it back up to 18 points. And that foul on Garnett was his fourth. And Green will shoot two free throws. Green has 27 now. 36 points for Aylin Garnett. Unofficially, of course, as I 38 points. Green hits them both. Garnett will bring it up court with 12 seconds to go. He'll shoot a long three. In and out, stays out. Moyer with the rebound. Off the mark, rebound Spencer Green. Irish do not even need to bring it up the court. Spencer will dribble it out. Entertaining basketball game. Some really good players on that floor. Aylin Garnett, the 6'2 eighth grader, a 38-point game for the Red Hawks. But DeSales ends up with a 19-point win, 76-57. Very competitive, entertaining ball game in a great atmosphere from Tucci. We'll be back with the happy totals on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com and then make some noise. Go Irish! Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back here at the Touche Gymnasium. A full house. Very entertaining ball game. It was very competitive early. Touche came out hot early. In fact, both teams, I think the first five field goals, first six field goals were all from beyond the arc, all Hank Warden, Edward Jones three, four of them by Spencer Green. Cooper Pumphrey hit a couple. Aylin Garnett hit one. The Red Hawks were up 9-6 at one point, but DeSales started to take advantage of some things offensively, especially by Spencer Green that first quarter. Spencer got the Irish off to a nice start. 14 of the Irish's 16 first quarter points. The Irish led 16-11. After 8 minutes. Then DeSales got field goals from four, five different players in the second quarter and outscored Touche 20-13 to lead 36-24 at the half. And then DeSales came out in the third quarter, really made some adjustments in their man-to-man offense. Manning Filan, the 5'10 senior, continually getting open underneath. Spencer Green in particular, amongst other Irish players, really finding him down low with the passing. Manning scores 8 in the quarter. DeSales ends up outscoring Touche 22-9 in that third quarter. And they led by as many as 28 points at one point in that third quarter. But with about 2 minutes to go in the third, DeSales started turning the ball over, and Touche got it down to 25 heading into the fourth quarter. And then Aylin Garnett, the 6'2" eighth grader, went off. Mainly driving to the basket. He had 2 3-point plays the hard way. Then he hit a deep, deep three late. He scored 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 18, 20 points in the fourth quarter alone. The sales began to respond. Maddox Filan had a nice 7-point run in the fourth quarter. A challenged on a drive up against two players. Maddox just 5'9", went in and finished. Then he had a Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. And then Spencer Green put another dagger in him with a Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three, and then two free throws at the end as well, as Touche ended up outscoring DeSales by 5 in that fourth quarter, a wild fourth quarter, 24-19 in favor of Touche in the quarter. DeSales had the big third quarter, outscoring Touche 22-9. So I have the Irish for 78 points. The scoreboard has them for 76, but I'll just have to get everything added up here. 33, 47, 59, 69, 72, 70, 75. Well, tell you what, we're going to take one more break. I'm going to get these individual totals finalized, share those with you, and wrap things up when we come back on 94.1 FM. KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Thinking of your financial goals might feel easy, but do you have a trusted, experienced partner to help you make your plans a reality? Financial advisor Nick Lyons has the experience, knowledge, and integrity to guide you. Backed by the resources of D.A. Davidson, Nick offers solutions tailored to your situation. Call Lyons Investment Planning today at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live to wrap things up here at Touche High School. The Sales boys win it 76-57 against Touche. The Sales boys go to 8-3 on the season, 5-1 in the Southeast 1B Grape Division. Touche falls to 3-3 in the division, 7-3 overall. Well, according to the RPI rankings, it was DeSales that ranked number 8 in the state versus Touche ranked number 10 in the state, and it was an exciting ball game from start to finish. Some great individual efforts, and DeSales as a team able to overcome an extremely talented individual effort from Aylin Garnett, the 6'2" eighth grader. Let's look at unofficial scoring totals for the ball game. Touche, under head coach Scott Pumphrey, at the end, he put some guys in to try to foul there in the last minute or so. So he got 9 players in the ball game. 4 of them scored points. 2 points for number 30. Sorry, I didn't have him on. They didn't have him on the roster that I got. 8 points for Kyler Pumphrey, who fouled out with 38.6 seconds to go. He's the only senior on this team. 9 points for Cooper Pumphrey, the 5'11 sophomore, hit two three-pointers, to get the Red Hawks off to a nice start. And then 38 of their 57 points scored by Aylin Garnett. He had 5 in the first quarter, 8 more in the second quarter for 13. He had 5 in the third quarter for a total of 18. So the Irish handled him pretty well for the first three quarters. 5 in the first, 8 in the second, 5 more in the third, and then he scored 20 points in the fourth quarter. 6 two-point field goals, 2 very, very long three-pointers, way out behind the NBA range three-point line. And then he was hit 5 free throws in a row in the second half after missing 2 in a row. He was actually 6 of 9 for the game from the free throw line. Touche ends up shooting 12 of 20 from the free throw line in what was a very physical ball game. Touche committed 16 fouls, and one player, Kyler Pumphrey, fouled out. 4 to Sales in their 76-point winning total. Coach Eric Wood got 8 players in the ballgame. 7 of them scored points. 2 for Jackson Gazelle. 3 for Mateo Jimenez. 5 for Cohen Wood. And then four to sales players in double figures. Their balance able to overcome Alen Garnett. 12 points for Malachi Raymond. 13 for Manning Phelan. 14 for Maddox Phelan. And 28 points for Spencer Green. Spencer, the 5'10 senior, he had the challenge of guarding Alen Garnett throughout the game. And until the fourth quarter, Spencer did a great job. And, he was just making some really, really, really tough shots. What a player. But Spencer ends up hitting 14 first quarter points. It got off the Irish off to a nice start. He ends up hitting six Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes for the game. And he goes 4 of 5 from the free throw line. He's our Dairy Queen player of the game and could have some other honorable mentions there. But hats off to Tushy. They've brought some excitement to this gymnasium, and they are a talented boys basketball team, and they're just going to keep getting better and better and better. Just one senior on their roster. They're going to be a fun team to watch in the league and district tournaments. With that, I'm going to say I hope you enjoyed the ball games. The Lady Irish win it 58 to 22. The girls moved to 3-2, 6-5 overall. And the kids will get home, get to bed, go to school, and then they'll have a road trip tomorrow. A very, very short road trip as we travel to Walla Walla Valley Academy in College Place. Girls to tip off at 6 o'clock. Thank you very much for listening along the way. Please patronize all of our great sponsors. And we had Juliana and Rod back at the studio, maybe some others, I don't know. But great help back there. The Irish boys win at 76-57 out at Tushy. So till tomorrow at Walla Walla Valley Academy for the fourth game in 5 days. This is Mike Spee saying God bless, and we'll send you back to the studios of 94.1 FM KHSS2.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.